Because they exist only on this earth. When we take an earthly form, it's a different material all up there. And so we all exist in that spiritual realm in God's heart and mind. He has all the details and the blueprint completed. Exactly what God doesn't do incompleted things. When God does something, it's perfect. Like perfection means it's complete. So when God spoke, it comes into being. So God brought forth our existence and who are we are to be at the foundation of the world, which is way back before time. When we were in a process of coming to physical existence, we were in our mother's womb. And at that time, since God has a blueprint, God begins to form you for whatever purposes He has for your life. So think about all the cells and the RNA and DNA that is in your life being put together for the exact blueprint of what He has for you in your life. And I'll give an example from a book that I read from Angels on Assignment by Roland Bach, published by Charles and Francis Hunter's ministry. In that book where Roland Bach met some of the angels and God took him to the throne room of God, and God in the throne room showed that He knew all things before it happens. And then as Roland Bach was before God, and at first when Roland Bach was taken to the presence of God the Father at the throne room, the first thing he felt was uneasy. If any of you were suddenly taken right now into the throne room of God, how would you feel? Like the first thing he felt was he was uneasy, because his life was not perfect. And he's conscious of all his imperfections. And so the first thing God told him was, I know everything about you, so just relax. Think about it. He already knows everything. So what else can you do but just be comfortable in His presence? And so then God reached out to something that looks like a cabinet, but it's not a cabinet, and pulls out what looks like a scroll, but not a scroll, but looks like a file, but not a file. And God says, let me pull out this file of a life that you knew. And He pulled out the file of Abraham. And He showed all the things about Abraham's life and all those records. And then He says, let me pull another one. And He pulled Paul's life. Then finally, before Roland Bach left, he said, let me pull out yours. And he revealed 99 things that were to take place in the future. One by one, it all came to pass. Even right to the exact spot of when he was on a plane on one missionary trip, of the name of the person sitting next to the plane on the journey. It's not general things, very specific things. And you think about the chances of that happening. So God showed He knew all things that are mathematically probabilities still. He knew the exact thing. And so the strange thing is that when He pulled Paul's file out, this is in the book, I'm just quoting from the book. When He pulled Paul's file out, He says, because Paul had a call to teach and Paul had a call to do certain things, He gave Paul a greater mental capacity. That means that if God did it, no one who is smart or foolish in whatever way they are, no one who is smart could praise themselves. You know why? They were given the capability of mentally thinking for a reason to fulfill that part of their destiny. Others may be called, they may not be given a greater brain capacity, they may be given a greater hand capacity. Understand what I mean? So they may be more skillful in their hands. Others who may be called to be Olympians or Olympic champions as a testimony for God may be given great physical capacity. more than others. Who knows, their lung capacity could be greater, their muscular capacity could be greater, because that's their destiny. Now you're beginning to have an idea now. Let me bring it back to where we were. When you are in the womb and God is putting together all those things for your destiny that has been written way back before time, God begins to physically, quote unquote, design the car for what it was meant to do. So if you were designed to be a race car, God put all the components of your DNA together, and then when you're born, out comes the race car looking fella. And it may look okay, it may look good, and you can go very fast, but it's a problem. You couldn't go very slow. And not only that, when you go very fast, you consume gallons of petrol. Wastage. You wouldn't spend that 5 miles per gallon capacity to go shopping, because it's going to cost you a lot. And it is said that many of the horses that were bred to run fast in the horse races, they live shorter lives than the normal horses that go around the farm and trotting on the farm, enjoying the farm life, dragging this thing at the back dam and just little users. They live much longer life. They have a different capacity. So at the moment that you and I were born, or were conceived physically, having a plan for our life, God has determined. So that means, whatever mental capacities you are, no one can take pride. Or whatever mental capacities you feel that you don't have enough of, remember the Bible did promise you can ask wisdom for God. Everyone can understand the word in whatever capacity. But you may have other areas that God has put you in. Maybe a greater emotional capacity. Maybe a greater, will capacity. Each one has different capacities. Whereas there's so much of the biological makeup of humankind that has not been discovered yet. And so, at the moment that you were conceived in the womb, in a sense physically put together, physically, if I can use these rough words, assemble. God assemble you according to His destiny. And I remember the story of Amy Carmichael, who is a missionary to India. And she was Caucasian, and when she was born, she always wished that she had blue eyes. And as she grew, God called her to India. She had dark brown eyes. And in the end, when she was a missionary in India, and she was one of the very significant missionaries. You can read about her, Amy Carmichael's book. Very devotional lady. One of the great spiritual ladies of our time. She was able to dress like an Indian. And at that time, she said, thank God she didn't have blue eyes. Because they were giving her away. Then she was glad. When she was young, she hasn't discovered it yet. So God organized all the parts of us, our mental capacity, our emotional capacity, our will capacity, and many other things that we haven't discovered yet in what makes a human being a human being, that God knows for His destiny. For His destiny. He knows exactly what we need, brought it together, and He knew what kind. There are some things that He cannot put physically, but He could organize in such a way that He permitted certain defects in our life that will cause us to be trained in our soul for certain capacities that we need. All with different interesting destinies to fulfill. So what is the difference between the womb and the foundation of the earth? One is already planned. One is putting together whatever capacities they are needed when we came forth. You see, this physical body that we have is just a house. It's just a house for our spirit man to live through. And this physical house that we have has been designed for the type of work that you need, for the type of call that you have. And that is why when he uses the words in Galatians, like he was called and separated, he was very careful to make mention that that was not where he originates. It just says that something took place at that time. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through His grace." So there was a separation process, there was a consecration process that took place. In the one in Isaiah 49, when he talks about his calling from the womb, in Isaiah 49, it says here in verse 1, "The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother, He has made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand, He has hidden me." So He has given him at that time a capacity to speak. To speak. And then we realize that all these things was part of the design of God. Now, why are we looking at those two areas? Because we are pointing to the fact that besides the physical, there is the soul area, which is intangible to us. When our soul exists, according to the Bible, our soul exists at the moment when the spiritual becomes the physical. In the book of Genesis, the very moment of the soul coming into being is recorded here in the book of Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, "The Lord formed man of the dust of the ground." Now, we stop there for a moment. Now, for Adam, it was different. God made a perfect man. So, God made a perfect body for Adam. Out of the dust of the ground. So, when God has finished making that physical body, however short time it took, there was a moment when there was a physical body but no life. A perfect body, but it doesn't have life yet. And when that perfect physical body was made, God breathed into this physical body. And when the Spirit of God came into the physical realm and contacted the physical realm to give life, it says, man became a living soul. Now, in your translation, it says living being. In the Hebrew, it says man became a living soul. That is why our soul is the part of us that contact the spiritual and the physical. Our soul is the consciousness of both physical and spiritual. It lives in two realms. The physical just lives in the physical realm. The spiritual just lives in the spiritual realm. But our soul is living in two realms. That's why it's so hard to comprehend our soul. Part of our soul is conscious of the physical,